here I am again. You guys are stuck with me every day. I mean, we had a trade deadline. We've got a team in Houston. Just go for it.
Hi, David. First of all, you guys have seen a ton of Mike Moehner, obviously. What are your impressions of him this year? Obviously, the numbers weren't all that good initially. It looked like he had a very nice start his last time out.
Yeah, he pitched really well against the Dodgers on Friday night. We saw him pitch against us early. We spent a lot of time breaking down his stuff, watching his games from this year. I mean, this is, a guy I've seen a lot of for the extent of his career. We were very involved with him as a free agent before 2018, so he's not unfamiliar to us. And, for the last couple of days, we thought he was a good fit. Now, with all the uncertainty going forward, the potential for a number of doubleheaders down the road, and players potentially missing time, I think it was critical that we were able to complete this deal for Mike. And whether he pitches as a starter or reliever or both, I think he's going to be very valuable for the last month. I talked to him today. He was great, excited to be here, and said he was up for anything. So once we get some more certainty about our situation, I think we'll be able to sit down with him and talk about where he fits. But in the meantime, he was happy to be flexible.
David, do you potentially see going to a six-man rotation? Is that something? I mean, obviously the doubleheaders kind of throw a loop there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to need more than five starters is the bottom line. So, I don't know if you'd call it a six-man rotation, but we already had a doubleheader scheduled against Texas for the game we missed last week. Obviously, we missed Sunday's game with Houston and, at least two games with Seattle to make up. So I think we're going to need starters.
David, both your deals were with American League West teams. How unusual is that? I don't recall you guys making a lot of deals in division, but particularly both at the trade deadline.
It didn't even occur to me until you mentioned it, Susan. But, part of it may be that because we're sort of sectioned off from the other divisions this year, we've spent a lot of time with those teams. But also, like I said the other day, in Billy Epler's case, and John Daniels, Shiraz Raymond are some people we talk to quite a bit, and we see them a lot no matter the season. So I think it's, we've never been picky about who we trade with. We're always looking for the best fit for us, regardless of, if the team's in our division or not. And I think that's probably the prevailing thought around the game at this point.
How would you characterize some of your other talks today? Were you close on anything else? Were you looking at many other potential options?
We were. We had a lot of other active conversations going. Again, for guys who we had specifically targeted and thought fit. I mean, Mike was the guy we had spent the most time on, and just happy to be able to bring that one to a close.
David Minor over his career has been slightly more of a fly ball pitcher than a ground ball pitcher. It's been pretty even in the last couple of years. How do you think just his way of pitching translates to particularly your guys' home park?
Well, I think, there's someone else in our rotation, Mike Fiers, who's had a lot of success as a fly ball pitcher in our ballpark. So I think, we're focused on, looking at what he's done well this season, accentuating it and making the most of, however many times he's able to go out there and pitch in the next month and hopefully into the postseason. So, with this amount of time, I don't think you're sort of focused on, how many times he pitches in our park versus others or what fits. I think we were looking we were looking for a guy with the best opportunity to have success.
David Minor obviously had a pretty spectacular season last year. Do you think he could get back to, you know, closer to maybe what he was pitching like last year? Are there kind of things that maybe you guys have identified that he could do differently, either mechanically or in terms of pitch usage?
I think in general, our look at his stuff revealed there's not a huge difference between what he's doing now and what he did last year. So I would say, yes, we're optimistic that he has, you know, every opportunity to pitch as well as he has prior to his first handful of starts this season.
Hey, David, what's just the level of satisfaction after pulling this deal off today and La Stella on Friday? How do you feel just kind of post trade deadline about the makeup of the team now?
Well, I think we, you know, we set out coming into today to accomplish a couple goals and you know, boost our rotation depth as well as, you know, add a left-handed presence to the lineup. We accomplished that. So, well, I think under difficult circumstances, I think our team did a good job. You know, our group worked hard on identifying players. Look, I'm looking forward to seeing all these guys back out on the field at some point. So we're focused on that now. We got through 1 o'clock today, and now we've got the month of September to look forward to.
David, can you give us an update on Marcus Semien?
I can. I talked to Marcus today. You know, it's hard to really judge how he feels now compared to Saturday because he's been in a hotel room since the last time we saw him. He did say there's a little less discomfort today, but also that this is something that has come up each of the last two seasons as well, and he's played through. So, the thought is that, you know, cooling down between games of the doubleheader and then trying to warm up again is what irritated it more than in past years. But I think Marcus knows his body, and I think he will let us know, you know, when he's ready to kind of push through it. But it's going to be hard to tell until he actually gets out on a field, is able to do some rotational exercises, swing a bat, do those things, and we don't know yet when that's going to be. So in the meantime, he's, you know, taking advantage of the downtime to just heal, and hopefully we'll get some more information in the next few days.
David, Bob characterized it as a left side soreness. So can you be more specific about what exactly it is?
I can't. It's not muscular and it's not soft tissue. So it's, you know, what Bob said Saturday is what it is. It's a left side soreness. We took a close look at the ribs to rule out a stress fracture or anything like that. So, it's something he's experienced in the past and has been able to play through.
Will you guys be staying in Houston overnight?
John, we're not referencing that right now. We're sticking with the trade deadline.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I'll say that. We're staying overnight.
Anything else, guys? Thank you.
Great. Thank you, David.